بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. We begin this kitab, a treatise on the principles of tasawwuf. A treatise on the principles of tasawwuf. As the Mawlana Abdul Ghani Purpuri Rahmatullah Ali, who was the Sheikh of Zul Hakim Sab Rahmatullah Ali. As he wrote this kitab, in regards to the etiquettes, the adab of tasawwuf, of the Sheikh, of the Murid, and this part of suluk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many things we'll hear in this kitab, possibly for the first time. And many a person not so acquainted with this part will take different interpretation, different meanings. Commonly we hear also, this now, they consider this tantamount to Sheikh worship, hero worship. At the same time, the same thing happens everywhere else. Person has a top specialist, top doctor, and he wants to talk to me about what a surgeon, what a physician, what an operation he did. If you have a single inch of pain, and we praise them. But praise is somebody that you love for the sake of Allah. You just say, what's this about now? This is idol worship, or hero worship. Where is your idol? And in the kufr world, you call them, he's my idol. Do this. Whether he be some actor really acting or somebody singing, then it's my idol that love him. But when he comes to deen all of a sudden now, then it becomes a problem. And the mashayikh, remember, they don't say, you must follow me, you must worship me. They don't even say now, please, what? Click the link below. Click the link below and subscribe. There's no link, the only link is to Allah. Click that link and follow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And the link to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I told us one time openly, he says, what you've come here for to the khanka is to get the muhabbat of Allah. The sooner you get it, even without me, get it quickly and move on. Go spread the love of Allah. Then this will come and sit over here. Openly said, even without me also, what you've come here, get it. Get it as soon as you can, that Allah loves you, he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and go spread it in the ummah. Think about this coming and sitting here. Say, oh, so nice to come sit here. Alright, the venue is so nice. And the menu is nice also. No, it's not about the venue and the menu. Yes. The Muhammad was being said. The Mashaykh also said, we have our own lives. But this Allah Ta'ala facilitated so where we can make our Islam all together. Not that the Shaykh now is like a Nabi or something, or some Farishta or something. Yes, you must have that aqidah and the belief. My doctor is the best. There's nobody like him. Alright? There's nobody like my doctor. Our family doctor for generations now. We trust him with our life. We trust him with our life. Right, he might have Parkinson's in one hand also, but then, you know, he's too sharp. Then we don't go to anybody else. But he has cataract of the eye also, no, we don't go by anybody else. We still go to him. We trust him. The trust of yours makes you feel better already. One doctor told me also, they call him 50 rand doctor. Passed away, oh, Jamaat Sati. Every patient 50 rand, and it should be queues waiting. He was waiting outside his surgery. I said, Doctor sir, how you do it? He said, all you gotta do, put a loving hand around that. The Baba, old man came. Baba, how are you? How are you feeling? Not feeling well today. Already 50% is feeling better. Just somebody give him some muhabbat, some good words, feeling good. Then I give him some no-name brand, Panado. And he come back next week, he said, oh doctor, amazing. You're like a farishta, like an angel, yeah, God sent you. And nobody say, hey, what is he saying? God sent him. He said, he's a doctor. See, Allah has blessed him. In the same way, this is not some hero worship or something. The Mashai say, no, you must come here, sit here, and do this, press my feet, press my... We doing this all in the love of Allah. So the whole... My father Makki Sahib explained this very beautifully. قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ Surah? مُدَّثِّرْ وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ اللہ بڑا ہے بڑوں کے معنی میں برکت ہے بڑوں کے معنی میں خیر ہے You see Allah Ta'ala is great You're listening to the one that is great There's barakat There's goodness for you But he said we haven't seen Allah So how do we submit to Allah? We don't have to submit We don't have the Sahaba Ikram رضي الله عنهم We saw Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام and he said سمعنا وطعنا The yaqeen in the ghaib, there's no equal to it. So for us, we have, right now the ummah has come to the level, right? Ask myself, ask yourself also, we can't recognize authority anymore. Who's big in my eyes? Nobody. Me, I'm. Nobody's big. Right? Whether in my field also, there's nobody like, I might not say it, but I feel it. I'm good in this, if not the best. As I say, that the kabur is that I'm the best and others, they don't have it. Well, I'm good, and they're also good, but I'm better. Ujub. Conceit, subconceit, vanity. Right? To be full of yourself. Everybody is good, but I'm better, or I'm best, and they're nothing. So you might not see it, but I've appointed myself already one God in my life. Alright, if I'm not here, what's going to happen? Who's going to run things? Who's going to sort things out? So all that is there on his place. So when it comes to recognizing authority, already you find our children, they can't recognize authority. When it comes to their parents, they can't recognize it. And their parents are so soft to them. When they go to school, they recognize authority. Authority. Now they go to scanners at the school also, what they're carrying. Who are they carrying it for now? Whether to put the teacher away? Whether to put the students away? So there's no authority anymore. Anyway, in the house there's no authority. In the schools, in the madrasas. In the madrasas, the ustaz are more afraid. And now I just tell the boy something, you go tell something else at home. I got a problem. So no authority. Nobody recognizes authority anymore. Our country also, when it comes to the government, we recognize any authority. Even they also don't recognize one another. So nobody. But the whole path of Sharia, the Sawuf, Suluk, is just a tartib. Here's somebody that I've handed myself over. I regard him as an authority. I trust him. I believe him. Now I learn from there how to obey Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to surrender my habits, my way, my style to the sunnah. And from there to surrender to Allah completely. There's a whole stage. So who we can see, we can surrender to. Who we can see, we can surrender to, and we can start listening to him. Now, finally, I become habitual of listening to somebody. So we find also, now, at home I listen to no one. Not my parents, not the wife, not anyone. Now we go to the masjid, and the sheikh will say, listen to your wife. Yeah, that's very difficult. Man. No, but this, Allah will reward you for it. She must listen to you also. And she will tell you also, I don't listen to anyone. It's my way or the highway or freeway or byway, whatever it is. Right? So when you put your hand into somebody's hand, you're learning how to obey now. Now he's told me to listen. To listen with all ears and now to obey. That's how we always mention. The youngster came and said, Mufti Sahib, I've got a big problem at home. What's the problem? My parents don't listen to me. Now who am I listen to? You must listen to your parents, not they must listen to you. Yes, you've got a genuine problem. Somebody bullying you in the madrasa, in the school, something. Then parents can listen. But he's talking about something else now. They're not listening. I want this, I want to do that. They're not listening to me. So the thing is, the whole part of the sawuf is to enable us and to make us understand and to teach us how to surrender. So I saw somebody which I found has a sunnah in his life. I saw how he makes amal upon it. Now I surrendered my habits. I follow that. So Hazrat says now, please you must look and see how we do things. So you learn it. You learn it. Now you surrendered your thoughts. You surrendered your ways. Now I'm doing it like that. Now my tarbiyat is getting made. Till now I was doing things on my own style. On my own way. Whether it is a sunnah also. You're also an ajib. One of our satis in the class mentioned one time, he was in Jamaat of the Pakistani. Pakistan Jamaat, Federal Jamaat. So ajib point they taught him also. So they taught him, whatever you do as a sunnah, especially your outer appearance, whether you're trying imama, whether you're putting surma, whether you're applying itar, so all these things he says, if fulfilling, while fulfilling the sunnahs, if you haven't read at least one durood sharif, then you haven't done it because of the sunnahs. Then more like, he says, it becomes a fashion accessory. The kurta became a fashion accessory. That imama became a fashion accessory. Because you didn't even register, I'm doing it because Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did it. So everything I'm doing is because it's a sunnah. But now, if a person has to have a certain haircut like somebody, when he's sitting in the barber's chair, who's in his mind already? I'm following that person. Or he's wearing a certain type of t-shirt, certain dress, because that one is wearing it. So he's already thinking, I'm following that certain idol of mine. But now, if you change your topic like the sheikh, oh, what's this now? You came Maqtari. But if I made my hair like that, nobody says you became messy. But I know he is. You saw the boys wearing in the masjid. We became a Ronaldo, whatever it is now. Nobody will say, hey, how smart he is. But when it comes to deen, all of a sudden, is a problem. Oh, now it became like that now. That's a problem. But it became like one, following Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahim to say, or international zani hai. International zanis making zina everywhere they go, they make the zameen and the earth napak. Whether it's a beach also, they make it napak. Sharab de, zina de. Another place they go again over there. But we love them, follow them, tell the children also, buy them the clothing, just take that one, just take this one. And even those brand names also, those people, their lives are in a mess also. But nobody will say, hey, maybe if you turn the table, it's just, how are you wearing this? That person's brand name, terrible, kafir. They take offense to it. Oh, we love them. How are you picking on us? Take it easy a little bit. Don't be so heavy. But now when you go on to deen and follow some of our elders, ulama, muhabbat for them, you say, what's all this now? Hero worship. Sheikh, Sheikh, Hazrat, Hazrat. But that one is your Hazrat also. Whether he's at Gucci or that what CK, whatever it is, it's also your Hazrat then. I only carry this type of bag. What's some Ted something they call it. Alright. I got the whole collection. There's your idol that. Nobody says, hey, what's this? No, it's hey, fashionable. They would the times. But you change a little bit, become biased. Oh, now you're following that Hazrat. You're sitting in that khanka. But if you're only shopping in that shop, there's not a problem. And how much you're not paying for it also. Then nobody says, oh, then you know you're up to date. You up to date, like one potato. Right, up to you, UTD. Couch potato. You sing it and you follow it. It just shows the imbalance. There you are being 110%. What's the latest I need to get it? She's wearing it, he's wearing it. Hey, we can't get left out. We have to get it, whether we get it via this way, via that way, we move containers, we move parcels. We have to get it, no matter how much we pay for it. I've got to get it. Nobody says, babe, you're worshipping the Samsung phone. Latest one, you always have it. Is that a problem? Well, I only use iPhone. You know, it's a different level it is. Then nobody says. But when it comes to deen now, I follow that certain alim or that certain sheikh, then becomes a problem after that. It just shows Hazrat says how they colonized our minds. They colonized our country first. They changed the language of the locals also. Changed that. And made them feel your language is backwards. Till today we have still to learn Afrikaans. Am I right? Yeah? Still in the syllabus. Still to learn Afrikaans. So colonized too. But to be up to date now, you have to prattle about Afrikaans. See, it's with the times. Alright, but you see how it is. So they colonized the countries, changed the entire thing, changed the language, changed the garb, changed even the direction how you stir your tea also. When the British went to India, it was the other way around, isn't it? That's the British way of stirring, you remember? Alright. Then they changed even the way you're supposed to be sitting in the car, entering with your right foot, getting off with your left foot. Not sunnah. But anything good, you enter with the right foot. And then you come out with the left foot. Right? But they put the steering on the right hand side. Now you're driving with the steering on the right hand side. Even when I have one packet of chips, how you would eat with the right hand now? You would stretch on that side. But it was steering on the left hand side, very easy. And you can keep your coffee there. The right hand side, no problem. You got your chips there also, no problem. So much easier like that. But they put it on that side, colonize the mind also. Very difficult even when you're driving to party or some pat course also. But nobody said anything, no, it's fine. Then they change the roads also. They drive on the left hand side. It's the Islamic country, so to say, they kept it like that. Setting left hand side, drive on the right hand side. We had one old person in Stango also to give the azan sometime. So he had Isuzu Baki that time. So he used to enter his vehicle just like that. Although standing on the right hand side, he used to enter with the right foot. And that time Isuzu Baki had like a, what can you say to call it? Like a bench seat. Just one long piece. So he used to enter from the right hand side. He hop and just move across. And the gear was like a small gear knob just coming on. Not like a sharp, small shaft coming out. And he used to come out. Then he used to come out on the go back on that side. He's hopping and hop out like that. So to that extent now, he had that consciousness of entering the car and getting off the car also. So this is the thing, like when it comes to tasawwuf, people have these reservations. Even people in deen also. Even in deen also, they look down at, what's this now, following a sheikh? Hey, teach me sunnahs. Teach me the command of Allah. Teach me how to submit. So I don't become a free thinker. Right? There's no freedom in Sharia. There's restriction. And in restriction, there's enjoyment also. So that's what it's about. So many people don't understand this. So they don't understand, like, how many people they didn't understand the belief. They should go to Ilyas Ab Rahmatullah Ali. Ulama should go there also. Go to Nizamuddin. What's all this now? Taking people out of the house and sending them here and there. Families. People should come with ishkals. They should come with objections. What did you tell them? No problem. Answer all the objections. Just join this Jamaat for 3 days. When you come back, then I answer all your objections. Then they used to go. But Ali, even for 3 days, he came back. So they said, come on, where's your, said, finish, there's no objection. I tasted it, tasted the pudding. Now I understand what it's about now. Now I know what it's about. So from outside now, it's very easy to throw stones or shoot in the dark. But you really don't know what's happening. You really don't know what's happening. Your whole life comes out not submitting to anyone. I submit to Allah when I want to, and how I want to, in the manner that I want to. Doesn't work like that. Now, what our mashayikh are teaching? This is the sunnah, this is how you must do it, this is the adab, this is the etiquette, this is how we should behave. So we're learning Sharia. So this is not some hero worship, that now we're following this man. Yes, you have some where there's ghulu, with extremism. Then they also, the mashayikh, stop the people. It's not like this. Stop the things like this, it's not correct. Where a person becomes too extreme, then also that's not correct. Because we are an ummah of moderation. So the Shaykh has his place, my parents have their place, and ulama are very, very particular about this. First is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then our parents, then our asatiza, then the Shaykh. Not that now, that's how we tell many youngsters also. Right? We tell the friends also, that we see them sometime now, that the Shaykh is coming up from the masjid, you can put his shoes there. Then you put your father's shoes also. Don't put his father's, but you put the Shaykh's. Your father's shoes too, you must put it. Open the door for him also. Go meet him outside. Show him the respect. He's your father. He comes before the Shaykh also. If he gives you a command, he's not out of Sharia, then you should listen to him. Right? You should listen to him. Then come to your ustaz, Maktab ustaz, Hibd ustaz, Darul Ulum ustaz. Then that ustaz comes. But the ustaz also is there, and the Shaykh is there, because he's your ustaz. Right? He brought you to the level now, you can understand these things. So Sharia has all this tarteeb. Now what happens to people? They go against the tarteeb. And obviously the effect will be opposite. People will see this now. What's this about now? He doesn't do for us like this. He doesn't give us muhabbat. Hazrat. Oh, Hazrat. Father should be treated like one Hazrat also. No matter what the father. Allah says, even if they are mushrik also. As long as they don't force you to do anything haram, give him full respect. So therefore, فَلَا تُدِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Don't follow them in the shirk and against Sharia commands, but treat them kindly. Now, you're giving the Shaykh that respect you should be giving your father. That's not correct. People will feel like extremism. Look at how he's doing for his Shaykh now. Doesn't care about his parents also. Doesn't care for the family. Doesn't care for even the ustaz. Doesn't go meet the ustaz also. But everything is my Hazrat. That too is extremism. So there should be a balance too. Everybody has his correct place and how we should behave ourselves. Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. So these we are doing now when it comes to etiquettes of the Shaykh, the rights of the Shaykh, the Murid, is for my own personal education. So I learn when it comes to my Shaykh, our parents, we know how to treat them, how to talk with them. Alhamdulillah, we heard many bayans. Mother has to call, father has to call, whether you nafil namaz, farz namaz, break the namaz, don't break the namaz, how urgent the call is, all the masail are there. Parents call, you come to 50,000. Whether you should break your namaz or not also. So all those things are there. But we don't hear much about when it comes to my ustaz, when it comes to my sheikh, what are the etiquette, what are the adab and the sunnats. So that's why we're discussing these things, because it's a learning curve for all of us. So we know to what extent. Now what happens when you don't know the adab, sometimes we'll exceed the bounds, or we are too lax. Then it's more harm for myself. I'm not sure now whether I'm doing the right thing, whether I'm doing the wrong thing. Then, We don't take full benefit. But if I know, anything we buy also, we need the manual first. Because I want maximum benefit from this. All right, tutorials, we go on to, we see this, we see that. So when it comes to deen also, now we want to know what is the correct thing to do, how to carry ourselves out. Different mashayikh, a different inclination, different ways of doing things, how they learn from their mashayikh. So how are they now, what they say, there's no more rough edges, everything is smooth. Now I know clear, when it comes to these things, how to navigate, when it comes to this part of my life, when I'm traveling with these people, when I'm at home with my family. So all these things they teach us, and we learn from them. So last week we discussed also, when it comes to the Shaykh, what qualities he should have. Right? And every person also, Hazrat says, قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. SubhanAllah, Hazrat taught us all these things. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made dua also. Allah ta'ala said to Ibrahim, he passed all the things, all the tests, فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. Then he made dua after he passed all the tests. قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. Ya Allah, make me an imam of the people. So today, what they're doing, Ibrahimic accord. Allah Ta'ala made him the imam already. قَالَ وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي. Allah also from my progeny, made him imams also. So he made dua already that time, that in the ummah there will be imams also. So Allah Ta'ala replied, قَالَ يَنَالُ أَحَدِي الظَّالِمِينَ. O Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that mansab and that rank and that status of being an imam, those that are sinners and wrongdoers, they won't get it. They won't get that rank. Those that will make the effort of being piety and taqwa, then I will make them imams. Then Hazrat says, those now are the, what do you say, the bigger imams of the community, or the people that have to guide them. But every person in his life is an imam. People are following him. He's the imam of his home. There now, he has full authority. When it comes to his business, he also is an imam. And if you're not the imam, then you're a follower. So in some sphere of your life, you are an imam to a certain extent. Somebody is following you, taking the cue from you. But this, when it comes to deen, etc., he makes specific dua. After he passed all the tests, Ya Allah, make me the imam, and from my zuriya, and from my progenies also. So therefore, we have to know how to be imams too. Otherwise, we do things wrong. Everything will backfire. Everything will backfire, then we're only going to have problems. Your wife says, every decision you make is backfiring. Everything you do is wrong, doesn't come out right. The business also. What do you say? I'm the boss, listen to me. The boss is not doing it right. You can see it. So that's why this maqam and this mansab and the status and rank of being an imam, whether in dunya, whether in deen also, we have to learn how to do this thing. Now, when it comes to being imams in dunya, how many years we study to become imam? Minimum? Ji? Huh? 12 years. 12 years we start just now, starting. Another 6 years, then to become specialist even more than that. For dunya, so many years, now he's the imam of that field now. He's the imam. Now you refer to him. So many years he gave, because he knew how to get to the top. When it comes to business also, he's the don, astute businessman. And how many years it took him? It took him some time. Finally, he got there, people know. He's the person to refer to. He's a marja, called the marja. He's the person to refer to. I take his mashwara. He knows the field. If you don't see now this, hero worship. I got a financial advisor. Ask him everything. Here, this is my accountant, CA. Other says to, this is my lawyer. You speak to him, don't talk to me. You speak to him. Oh, he's your imam, right? Yeah, he's the man. You got any problem, you just, this is the guy. Now, you don't call it worship also. Like you're taking it on God. Before you do turaqah, namaz, you're putting your head down to him first. And your money also you're putting down. You're paying it, and also you praise him so much, and who you, any majlis you get of yours now, you're going to talk about him. This guy sorted my case out. It was a no-go, no win. I pulled it out from where that final argument, it was just amazing. But talk about your sheikh like that, you see people's faces now. Now what's this? What's this is talking now? You know, hero worship this thing. You can imagine now how the minds are colonized. Obviously, Hazrat says also, not everybody will subscribe to your sheikh. Not all will have an inclination to your sheikh. So if it's a mixed gathering, they don't talk about it. Don't talk about your sheikh, my Hazrat, and my sheikh. Then what happens unnecessarily now, you're going to cause more dislike, nafarat, for your sheikh. It might lead to ribat also after that. Well, you don't know him. You heard things about him. Didn't handle the case properly. Now, you're just creating it for nothing. You don't need to talk with her. Yes, in our own circles. Then no problem. Then we can talk it. But Allah Ta'ala, give us that understanding when it comes to Sharia, when it comes to Deen. And many people say also, in the bayans, you always say, Hazrat, my Shaykh. Why talk about Sahaba Ikram? What you talk about? Sahaba Ikram. Talk about Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Only my Shaykh. Doubly, we do the same thing. Hazrat Ji mentioned, or Imam Hassan Sahib mentioned, or Ilyas Sahib mentioned, or Aisha Sahib mentioned, or Imam Deola Sahib mentioned. More than Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, we quote our seniors in Tabligh also, Ilm also, who we quote most? Hafiz Sahib. Hafiz Sahib is who? Ibn Hajar. Shaykh Sahib is who? Hafiz Sahib. Right? Or Sahib Al-Kunya, which Hazrat Ji Sahib is who? Alama Rumi, Sahib Al-Kunya. So we quote them more. Even we doing the hadith right now, we quote more Imam Nawawi than Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then nobody says, what is this now? Who is Imam Nawawi? Quote the hadith. Yes, I quoted the hadith, but now this is the sharah of the hadith, commentary of the hadith. He taught us the commentary, therefore we refer to him and we revert to him. So that is how it is. So when it comes to the Shaykh also, he taught me this. He's my first point of reference. Is it that before what Nabi alayhi salam or Sahaba radiallahu anhum? Hazrat says also that the Mashayikh, they broke it down for us completely. Once you ask Hazrat, is that why come in our bayans, we don't quote so much of ahadith and so much of ayat? So Hazrat says, the awam is too high for them to understand it. Arab, mashallah, you quote him the Quranic ayat, it hits him one hit. If I tell you, لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, simple translation, whatever is in the skies and earth belong to Allah. That's it. But for the Arab, he knows that Lam is a tamlik. Lillahi. Allah has sole ownership. He knows that li, what deep meaning is it? What him, he understands it. That lillahi, what the deep meaning behind it? Mulk, what mulk refers to? Above the sky, below the sky, between the earth and the sky, everything. What you see, what you can't see, fauna, flora, hasharatul ard, everything belongs to Allah. The diet, he knows where they are, what they're doing, the whole thing is in his mind. You see, we have to break it down. I say we heard of Hakim Sahib Rahimullah, and he gave this example. He broke the whole ayat down. It brought it basic to just the awam level, general masses, they'll understand it. They will understand. So he broke it down, made it so easy for us. That's why we speak. And this is normal. Thumma inna alayna bayana. Allah says, we'll feed the men in every zamana, period of time, that will explain the Quran, Sharif, and Sharia. So we refer to them. Refer to who? Man bayana. The person who made bayan. So he made bayan, we understood it from him. When it comes to like the virtue of the month of Ramadan, we quote the ayat, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنَ. We heard the ayat. But the importance of Quran in Ramadan, where we learned it from? Our Hazrat. The Quran is a month to celebrate Quran. Ramadan is a month to celebrate Quran Sharif. How you celebrate it? كَنْدِرَكَانْ نَقِلْنَا مَعْلِ تَرَاوِي سُنَّةِ. That's how we celebrate Quran. Oh, now I understood the ayat. What it really means. This month is a month of Quran Sharif. At least one khatamah must make. So where we learn this from? Abu Hazrat. Now we're quoting that. I only quoted the Quran Sharif. We say, okay, I know the translation. Now what I must do? So who we learned it from? Then we quote it from them. So people have this also. Only say, my Sheikh, my Hazrat. My Ustaz also. What's the problem? I learned from my Ustaz this. I learned from my Sheikh this. I learned from my Hazrat this. So there's no problem in that. People have this feeling now. Why are you only quoting Hazrat? I learned Sharia deed from him. If I became a chef, or I became a tailor, whatever it is, then who I'll quote? I learned what culinary skills. Hey, what a chef he was. What a way he had of doing things. Oh, dressmaking or hairdressing. Only quote your tutor. What a tutor. Ask those that went to varsity how they praise their lecturer, their professor. What a man. For my thesis, so he helped me. And I got through and how he coached me. They don't make him like one God. This man is a don in the field. And nobody takes any, reservations about it. They accept it. But when it comes to deen suddenly, especially this part, when the person has his chef, but as you say now, there's no exaggeration. We don't overdo it. Then you have to accept him also. That he must be your chef also. No. We can't force anybody. Everybody has their own inclinations. So khair Allah Ta'ala, give us understanding when it comes to this also. Alright, so therefore we're reading these etiquettes, the adab of the Shaykh. As I mentioned now, these etiquette we will read about the Sheikh, how he should be the guide, and we ourselves also are a guide. This is not talking about myself, because we all are sitting here, but we are talking all about ourselves. In our own lives, we also Sheikh in certain avenues. Right? We are the ones there, whether in our homes, in our businesses, wherever it may be. So chapter 2, the necessities of Mashiqiyat, being a Sheikh, being a guide. What are the necessities? Number 1, the methodology prescribed for the tarbiyah. The method prescribed for the tarbiyah, the spiritual nurturing. What is the method for spiritual nurturing of the salikin, the seekers along this path, those that become murids, how the Sheikh to nurture them, was vary according to the individual's capacity. You must know now, this person, this is his capacity. Like how when he comes to a child in school also. Now you know he's in grade 5. Alright, now you can't give him a textbook of a grade 10. It's beyond his capacity. No, but you must read this book. This book, you must read it whether you understand it or not. Then you must do the book review. Now how is it a book review? Well, it is beyond him right now. In the same way, the Shaykh must know also, this person is coming. And Hazrat Subhanallah, how you teach us also. As students of deen in the madrasa, now the normal ma'amulat is 100 times La ilaha illallah, 100 times Allah. We'll say for you all 10 times. So in your capacity, you all got kitabs to check, you got work to do. So for you all only 10 times. 10 times La ilaha illallah, 10 times Allah. So they knew the capacity of everyone. So accordingly now, they give the medication. So for the Shaykh also, the method he uses for spiritually nurturing those that have come to him must vary according to the individual capacity. This doesn't refer to faraiz now. Right? That now you taking sleeping tablets, so the Shaykh will make now Fajr Namaz maaf for you. You and me will read Madina Munawwar every morning, don't worry. So we'll make Jamaat there on our own. Zohar Namaz and we'll meet in the masjid, and iftari, make sure you're there with me. No, it doesn't work like that. Faraz is faraz, bhai. That you have to be in the masjid, no matter what it is. I got one of our mashayikh also, subhanallah, where the Shaykh had kafara to keep. 2 months roza to keep it. I can't manage. 2 months, I want to keep it. Now, so the Shaykh knew his capacity, but he knew also the muhabbat and love he had for the Shaykh. What I tell him, he'll do it. Although it's difficult for him, but to give him that boost and courage, he said, right, for the next 2 months, I'll keep roza with you. So you make iftari with me every day. So he got the himmat. So he knew his capacity. He's not going to manage. He might keep 1 week and he'll fall down, he'll start all over again, 60. He said, I'll keep with you. Now how is he going to keep now? How is not going to keep now? Unless now he's so far away, he'll read namaz with wuzu and half namaz without wuzu. Break wuzu, I'm saying he's Hazrat now. Wuzu broke, I'm going to carry on still. No way. You got to go away now. Not because he's next to Hazrat. I'm still going to carry on. Like how Hazrat mentioned to us also, when Imam Sahib came to one gam, came to one village, nobody coming for namaz. Nobody's coming. Finally, Jumma day, he made Alan. Now this is in the village now, in India. And so he made Alan that whoever will come for namaz 40 days, then be there Ula Safi Awal, I give him a B class. Now in the gam, we're going to get B class. B class is buffalo. Some say, I'll give him one buffalo. So for them, buffalo is B class. Big thing for him. So he was one lalchi there. Greedy. Hey, 40 days. One buffalo. What? He was there every day. So on the 40th day, finally, Imam Sahib turned around after Asar. So his 40th namaz, making tasbihat. Carried on my dua with him. Has he been talking about the big class? 40 days up today. They're talking about it. He said, Imam Sahib. He said, no, that was just an incentive for you to become habitual. Anything you do for 40 days becomes your habit. He said, I thought so. Where are you going to get one B class? That's why 40 days I never had wuzu also. Never had wuzu also. There shouldn't be like that also. That we are genuine and the Shaykh also is genuine. So the first thing, the method he uses for tarbiyat of the murid, the sadiqeen, it varies according to her. Individual's capacity, he has to know that each murid now has capacity. Usually in the bayan also, the mashayikh give one general bayan. They give one general bayan. So when you go for mashwara, they'll alter it for you a little bit. So somebody said that in the bayan. Now I told you something else. Like long money, when they have the research on medication, etc., they say it's good for everything. But you go to the doctor, say, no, that you must take it. The multivitamin, etc. He said, he thought everything out. The thing is, you can't believe it. Right? This is the healing medication of the zamana, the century. But you go to the doctor, you say, no, you can't do this. Your body will react opposite to it. But what bayan he gave there is good for everything. Well, generally for everything, this is a medication. But for you, you're a special case now. You mustn't take it. So in the same way, over here also. So the mashayikh will give normally. The bayan, whatever it may be, a general bayan. That's why we've got to have ta'alluq. That is why we've got to have our own personal mufti, who we follow all the mashayikh. Then we have our sheikh, who we follow all the teachings. And that's what happened, you know, cut and chop. Right? Then you would understand, say, what's happening now? There they're saying this, then they're saying like this, then the bayan, he says something else. That's why you've got to have the personal ta'alluq. It hasn't been heard this now. Now, should I do the same thing right now? They say, no, this is not for you. This is the general people right now. This is the general masses, right? Like how we ask Hazrat also. Hazrat, when it comes to education, secular education, now the mashayikh will give the full dose, right? Education with atheism, godliness, God doesn't worship anything, yaqeen is spoiled, give all the things, right? Then we ask the Hazrat also, but then we need the doctors, we need the lawyers, we need everybody. So Maharaj says, see, we give a full dose. So that youngster now was not sure what to do in life. He get convinced, I better come to madrasa. I better become an alim. That youngster was on the fence. So that youngster was not sure, then he'll come this way. And he who wants to go to a varsity, you don't want to change his mind. He's going to go anyway. But those that are not sure, or they're coming, will make them stronger, those that are coming. Those that are not certain, they're uncertain, they're not sure, will come this way. And those that are going there, still to study in that environment, they'll go with some amount of consciousness. Okay, I know I'm not supposed to be here. So nothing wrong with the sciences. It's the whole environment. So we will misunderstand this. Oh, you're against education. No, we're not against education. It's the tertib of the education. That in the education now it become completely secular. What's secular? There's no Allah in it. I'm going to make it big. At the cost of humanity also. No problem. That is incorrect now. This way people now, you must interpret the mashayikh as saying, oh, yeah. So you must have become doctor. No, but we need you. But look at the environment. Inshallah, if you get a proper environment, Quran, Hadith, and from there you branch off into different sciences, whether it's taqwa there, alhamdulillah, the salah, with jama'at in the masjid. Perfect. No problem. By all means. Because specialists also, we need you. Hadith by Bari, you say, rahmatullah alayhi, you want number one doctors in the world. Number one, Muslim doctor. First, I'm a Muslim. When they see me as a specialist, this guy is a Muslim. First he hits them. This guy, hey, we didn't realize he was a Muslim. What a beard, sunnah, namaz, we had mashallah. Here in our country and around also, they had top heart surgeons also. Before every operation, turakat salatul hajat. Turakat salatul hajat. You spend time with that specialist in jamaat also. What happened every year? 40 days of humans in the path of Allah. Before every operation, turakat nafil namaz, ask Allah, then goes into surgery. The Muslim doctor. What an impact on the other doctors. So, everyone's capacity is different. The second point, the sheikh must be covetous of spreading the tariq and benefiting the creation. Must have the zeal. But this tariq, meaning this path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should have a zeal for it. This must come into the people. That they must follow this path to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to benefit the creation, it should not be that due to the fears, the spiritual benefit reaching a few places, this is back complacently. But now, this khanka got built already, but all the facilities is there, mashallah. He got his own Hazrat's room. Finally, I made it here now. We can relax now, boy. Right? Just make sure the chow is organized every day. All come and eat and we relax. Somebody press my head, somebody press my feet now. I don't do anything more now. Aircon is, mashallah. Water and lights are paid for. I made my dunya, subhanAllah. It's not tariqah, it's not tasawuf, it's not deen there. Because it happens commonly. Like how Hazrat Hakim Saab mentioned also, that in the local paper in Karachi, somebody came to show him that there were two fake sheikhs that advertised there. They say, we are two sheikhs authorized in the field of tasawuf. This is our venue where we are right now. Anybody wishes to come and take bi'at over here, you're welcome to come and take bi'at. And these are the cost, etc. You see, this is a business, this. Like how the one post came out of Ramadan also. You want Hazrat to make dua for you. Without crying, it cost you so much. Look, crying cost you so much. A Baitullah will cost you so much. Whether it was true or not, but poor Sayyidat came out also. For them to make dua with emotion, it will cost you even more after that. So, for that also, they charge him to make duas also. It's also the same, you should have the zeal that this tariq must spread in the world. Must go in the world and the creation must benefit. Not he must benefit. The creation must benefit. Whether I get nothing, my وَمَا أَسَلُكْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ أَنْبِيَ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ slogan was this. That I don't ask you for any remuneration. That you give me anything. My reward is upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, we are commonly scholars for dollars. Right? That the charging already must have seen different posts. Where this sheikh from a western country, he comes already 50,000 down first. Before I come. Then for every show thereafter, you can't see the program. Every show thereafter, then so much revenue has to come. Alright? And also certain diet, fully business class, etc., etc. So that's a business now. That is a business. So they make deen a business. Without mashayikh, you're not worried. Whether the food come, doesn't come, alright? It's all the creation of benefits. They become selfless. Look at the age also, the health also. You don't even say it, you just carry on moving. So the zeal should be that this path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens upon the people and the creation benefit. It should not be that due to the spiritual benefit reaching a few places, he sits back complacently. And alhamdulillah, it's enough now. So carry on, because he's got a zeal, he's got a fikr in him. He should at that stage direct his attention towards other places so that people there are also benefited. Subhanallah, we see now with Wadada Sheikh. No time to sit. Every week by Wednesday is gone. One week Cape Town, 1 week reunion, 1 week in Durban, 1 week here, 1 week there, that age. They show you practically what it is to be a real guide of the people. Otherwise, mashallah, they've got a fortress back home. Just sit there. 600 students, 40, 50 ulama, you stick your fingers, what do you won't get? Nothing. Nothing. Still moving in the path of Allah. Where are we going to eat? Where are we going to sleep? What's the menu? They don't even say you have special food like this. Nothing whatsoever. What comes, alhamdulillah. We'll eat it. So he should at that stage direct his attention towards other places so that people are also benefited. For these hazrat are the warathatul anbiya. They're the inheritors of the anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. And this was the sunnah. That they didn't sit one place. Especially Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was the entire humanity to qiyamah. So those mashayikh that understand this, they're still moving in the ummah. Right? Whether they have our principles of Darul Ulum, it was such a tight schedule. Whether how sick they are, this came out from hospital. Right? At one time recently also, we were in Lusaka with Hazrat. And then Manshabi Saruji came away. So Hazrat told him, tu farishte ho. Tu farishte ho. So Hazrat said, tu farishte. This time we heard you in hospital, doing some treatment. Then we heard you gone for Umrah. Now you came away here. Just few hours, Cape Town program or same thing. Okay, Ram Saloji Sahib came, maybe for 7 hours only. That too, the ticket was for earlier time. Then he found out that the program was only after Asr. So change the ticket for after class then. From here we go straight to the airport, jump the plane, reach there just before Asr. Asr is in a bayan, finish the bayan, back to the airport. Read Maghrib there and back home in time for tomorrow morning program. So, where will get this now? You didn't ask for any remuneration, but I want something. You're going to pay me, book my ticket, nothing whatsoever. So, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam had this. They don't ask you for any reward. Mr. Shafi Sahib Rahimullah mentioned this also. He says that person who will take a fee for his khidmat of deen, there will be no effect in his bayan. No effect in it. Yes, if people are Muhammad. People are Muhammad, like one time he made one nikah in Hilal also. So, the big family, they came. He to meet the Imam Sallallahu Alaihi the bridegroom came, put an envelope in the hand. Say, by what is this? You know, for the nikah. You know, jazakallah. We don't take anything here. Oh, why not keep it? You know, hadiah for you, give your wife. Put it back in his pocket. Say, alhamdulillah. I say, hadiah from myself, for you and your wife. So, sugar, he took it back. So, we don't take anything. We don't want anything from them. Alhamdulillah. So, this is what Anbiya alayhimus salam, and also from our Asatiz and Mashayikh, they taught us the same thing. You go and teach, you go make imamat. And most of the time you'll find, from our elders, our seniors, they taught us also, you need to start khidmat. And we started the khidmat. We started the khidmat not even knowing also what's going to be the remuneration end of the month. When it came end of the month now, you know what is going to come. Is it going to be enough, not enough? Whatever it was came, alhamdulillah, shukr. When Mashaykh asked also, what was the listing salary or the hadiah end of the month for teaching? He said, we didn't ask, very good. We didn't send you to ask. Go and do the kam. Go do the work, whatever will come, Allah give barakat in it. This is how they started the work. They say same thing. 120 rand for 12 years. 120 rand for 12 years, so imamat never changed. He said, we never knew it was coming. How much was coming? It was never enough. We carried on, carried on. But they taught us the same thing. Just by the way, we didn't come here to make money. We didn't come here to get some profession or to get some certification. That now go and sell your certificate everywhere. You're going to make so much of money. That is the case, you better go to Ubanan Bukan. Ubanan shop and do business. So the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, this is the inheritance they left behind. That we do the khidmat of deen without any return. The third etiquette, the shuyukh, that is the spiritual guide, should not be unduly hard and severe on the seekers, for progress takes place in the perfection of the shuyukh by virtue of the seeker's quest and desire. Understand again now. Brother says that the mashaykh, the spiritual guide, it should not be unduly hard on the murids. They've come with love and muhabbat. They've come with their own free will. Like how the talib ilmi madrasa also. He's handed himself over to you. So treat him kindly with muhabbat and love. He wants to run away. The Hibs boy also is coming with love every day. How much shouting he doesn't get the Hibs boy. But he's still coming again tomorrow. What's stopping him from not coming? He knows he's not. Nowadays before, we already knew on Friday, when he closed the madrasa, Jummah, the Monday we're going to collect already. It's already written. It's in the stone. And Monday already you're going to collect. But you still head back on Monday. Forget hiding. That's how it was. But they made something of you. We all had hiding, you know, so much sincerity in it and barakat in it, that it produced. Now, you can't produce anymore. Even with sweets and chocolates also. So Hazrat says now, they should not be unduly hard. For no reason. Just shout to people, what's wrong with you? Why are you doing like this? Why are you doing like that? They didn't come to me your khidmat. They came to learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They've offered themselves to you, their hearts to you. So don't be unduly hard and severe on the seekers. They've come seeking by you. And this has become quite common, unfortunately, which we have to speak about. Right? Many a times now, because the younger, what we can call them, tutors, educators in the field of deen, haven't spent time in the company of the mashayikh and seen their character and their warmth and their love and their reception and their muhabbat and how they honor everybody. How they take care of each one's feeling. Yes, the insan also, they'll falter. So, when they go into the field of deen, whether imamat, whether teaching, very, very quickly you find them embarrassing the students sometimes, insulting them sometimes also. Then you can see the student's face also. Getting bad now. Person, Ustaz insulted me. Oh, the imam sahab told me something bad. And you find commonly nowadays to be, liked, or to be noted, you gotta speak loudly and laugh loudly also. Within the masjid also, the guy is a big guy. He knows how to handle the crowd. Sometimes he insults the guy. Sometimes embarrassing the guy. And he's just calling him, hey, come here, come here. Where are you in this city? This, you just embarrassed him all of a sudden. And you feel like, oh, I'm a big guy. I can tell the guys what I want to. Sometimes those, who started to tell the boy yesterday, yeah, I saw you there, what you were doing there? Loudly, before it was never like that. And loudly, Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi raise his voice also. Now it's become like a style now. You know, I can handle the guy. Say, yeah, I'm just joking, give him a clap, I'm just joking with you, man. Embarrassed him, but insulted him, he feels bad about it. But, well, that's a style then. I can handle people, I can control people. No, no. It must be done in a proper manner, according to Sunnah. So, unduly just to be harsh, to be severe. They've come, they've given their hearts and their time to you. So severe on the seekers for progress takes, he said, because progress takes place in perfection of the shuyukh. Meaning the sheikh himself reaches perfection by virtue of the seeker's quest and desire. Ajib this is. It's such a partnership this is. The ustaz in Darulum also, right, it doesn't just come in there all of a sudden as a Shaykh al Hadith. He starts in the first year, class first. They allowed him now to climb up the ladder finally and reach Bukhari Sharif to teach. Understand? So who you should really thank now? The students that came and offered the ears that will learn from you. Finally, they gave him a chance now to teach them Bukhari Sharif. So he just come to Bukhari Sharif, I want to teach, right? It'll be first year boys. I will teach Bukhari Sharif. So in the same way, the Shaykh also, through the desire and the quest of the seekers that come, Allah Ta'ala opens the Shaykh's heart. How many times we heard Manus Qadisab Rahimah, other Mashaykh also sitting there and talking, honestly, just talk. I said, not my topic of discussion, but something is coming to my mind right now. Why? Because the seeker came for medication right now. And the medication is going to come from who? From Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah is Tabibul Qulub. Allah is the Tabibul Haqiqi, the real surgeon, the real doctor is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala dispenses via the pharmacy. Pharmacy is the Sheikh. So you came to the pharmacy and you came with something in your heart. So Allah is going to open the avenue for you and He's going to put it. And then how many times you go to Hazrat, hey, speaking to me today. I already knew I came with all this right now. I didn't see a normal general bayan. But because I came with talab, Allah saw the desire, saw the quest we have, and come for something, Allah Ta'ala is going to give it. And Zakir Sahib would explain also, when the baby comes in the world, what the baby needs most? Nourishment, nutrition, where Allah Ta'ala puts it? In the mother's chest. The baby cries, and Allah Ta'ala opens the avenue. The murid cries, the student cries, Allah Ta'ala opens. Allah sends the men now to teach them. The place is ready already now. Open a darul there, open a madrasa there. The students are there, they're waiting. The desire is there. Same thing happened with the tabligh also. When the zameen and the earth was dry, nothing was happening in this country. Allah Ta'ala had a system. It didn't start all of a sudden tabligh. The first jamaat came from Pakistan. Couldn't get a visa to come to the country. So they came to Lorenzo Marx. You know who is that boy? Lorenzo Marx. Alam, Mapuzu. There was a old name of, right, after the Civil War then it changed. So Lorenzo Marx is to come. So Jamaat had visa to come to Maputo. So from there, they tried to come into South Africa. So we heard the Karuzari. They came into the border. What bridge do you call it? Bait or Bait? Huh? Bait Bridge. So they came there somewhere, one of the borders. So from there, you can see South Africa on that side. So they tried to get through, spoke to the people, give us visas. So sorry, I can't enter. But there was apartheid in the rest of it, wherever it was. So can't get through. Sorry. So the Jamaats stood there at the border. These were real Jamaats. They even have the name of those Sati that came, genuine workers of Karachi. So right there at the border, they're looking at South Africa. And then they should raise their hands. Ya Allah, the zameen khushk ho gayi. Ya Allah, the zameen and the earth is gone dry. Ya Allah, nobody crying for you. There's nothing happening there. So they already, they watered the earth. So from that Jamaat went back and they gave the karguzari. And thereafter, Qari Tayyib Sahib came. Rahmatullah alayhi. Qari Tayyib Sahib was the principal of Darulum Diyoban. So Mashayikh came on their own from India, they would get visas. So he came through. When he saw what was happening in the country, that death figure gripped him. We're going to lose this country right now. It's gone, almost gone. There's no deen right now happening. They were in Namaz. People are modern. 60s and 70s now, that time. Alright, what was the in thing? Even if, that time was no burqa and scarf, it was chiffon. But you know chiffon, right? Just a long piece of cloth, they tie it like that. Chiffon. This is a chiffon. And, men used to wear the safari suits and whatever it was at that time style, right? And with the chiffon and all that, whatever they had at that time, the biggest thing was bioscope. You see picture. You say, go see picture. You want to see picture. That was a big thing. And you see, dada, nana, all are going sitting over there. That's normal now. We read namaz also, and that also we go see picture too. It's like a normal thing. And they thought now that was deen. They thought that was deen. Right, so they came from India and all the whole modern lifestyle gripped them. So when Kadhitaya Sabha came, he said, these people came from India, they came and see what happened to them. So he went back to Nizamuddin and he put the full fikr in front of the elders. We have to do something for this country. We have to do something for this country. Otherwise, we lost all those people. And from there, the Jamaat came after. From India, I think Jamaat came after that. They came and they did the whole country Dora. One Jamaat started coming after that. Then, Mufti Shafi Sahib came in the late 60s. He came to Fugaz Drop near Azadwal. Right? He made the whole Dora and the whole suffer of the country. Then all the ulama started coming. So what happened was, the talab was created. The desire was created. So those of our grandfathers or fathers, they came here for business only. Then they went for 3 days, 40 days. And what the first thing came in the hut? I didn't get a chance to learn all this deen. My son was in it. Get one Qari Sahib, open the madrasa, open the maktab. See, the desire came. Desire came, Allah opened the avenue. Right? They brought one Qari Sahib from India, from Bagam. I teach the children, teach the children, teach the children. And the Qari Sahibs came with them, Abdullah also. This is Abdullah, the stick. So they came with that also. And they taught the children, and what they taught them also, the maktab, for life it lasted them. Then from there the desire came, now my son will become Hafiz. Right, they tell you, import for fast. There was nobody here in Durban. I tell you, to come from Cape Town. Then the desire came here, then the hifz started. Finish that, my son will become Alim now. Allah Ta'ala gave us enough wealth, you don't worry about it. But unfortunately, that time now, he had 3 sons, intelligent must go to varsity, the guy in the borderline come in the business, and Bichara must go to madrasa. You go sit in madrasa, you make Allah, you get barakat here in the business. Now the whole thing has changed. The whole thing has changed. His class started, then Darul Uloom started, then the whole thing started. So according to the desire of the people, Allah can open the heaven. And what heaven is opened up now, mashallah. You go to takhassus, specializing different sciences of Sharia now. That people from other parts of the world are coming here right now. That to a certain extent, Allah Ta'ala has made South Africa the seat of knowledge. Right? And mashayikh, our mashayikh, now the Qawis who call the ulama of Dioban, now our ulama are called to those parts of the world. So Bukhari Khatam here, Jalsa there, where they've been called right now. As it isn't true, the reunion now returned. So there they called him also. So Ajib, so according to the quest and the desire of the seeker, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates perfection and kamal in the sheikh. There's a partnership. The students come, then, and we have one student that's checking kitabs properly, and sometimes he'll ask the ustaz a question in the class. Thus, you know, I gotta check more kitabs tonight. Or he'll ask me tomorrow. So what happened? That student created perfection in the ustaz's studying at night. And I gotta check all these things over here. So too, when he comes to the tasawwuf also, then the murid also. Then the sheikh must say, he reads more Quran than me. Making more zikr than me. Like last week, I mentioned to one person, so to say, ordinary musalli in the masjid. So I sent in the clip, Hazrat's wazifa, 100,000 istighfar. Tayyub Jinnah's one. Hazrat Kizat Bayan, 100,000 istighfar. Now, person, businessman, on the road, ripping whatever he did. So I told him, he got some halat in his life, so read this 2,000 istighfar. Read 100,000. He said, yeah, that's easy. I said, oh, okay. Well, I'm thinking, if I have to read it now, how many a day? I think a couple of months, or share it with the family. He says, Mutisat, every day, 2,000 istighfar. Every day. He said, that's normal for me. I said, Subhanallah. Look at this man. That's Darul Mustal. There's an imam. There's a musalli over there. Shirt and pants. Now he's wearing kurta. 2,000 istighfar. Daily. Now, imagine how, that's why they say that the quest and the desire of the murid creates perfection in the sheikh also. He sees, so he's in the kingdom also. He's doing like this. So now I'm going to step up my game also. So in Jamaat we go, we call it Sifat Ka Len Den. Jamaat we call it Sifat Ka Len Den. Where you go in the path of Allah, so you barter good qualities. Right? That was good in khidmat. Yeah, I can't do khidmat like that. But at least maybe I'll try. Right, pay me up on him. He said, I learn now how to cut potatoes and tomatoes. I never learned before. Now he teach me. Now he might not be giving bayans, but he can do khidmat. There is a sati now, it will be simple thing, but hey, he's tahajjud every night. Ya Allah, look at him. I got inspired. Like recently now, when there's an overnight program in Talimuddin over the weekend. So a student was telling me, he says, in my room, so by about 4 o'clock, the masjid was buzzing already. All on tahajjud and zikr. So he says, I woke up just before 4 o'clock, I checked in the room, I said, nobody is there. Well, quarter past 4, I opened my eyes, he said, everybody was gone. He said, yeah, I felt bad now, I better wake up also. Actually, I told myself, 4 o'clock, I'm not getting up. Alright. But when I saw everybody was gone, I said, yeah, I better get up also. There was more desire, and all in the same class, I must have been left behind. He said, I got up in wuzu and I'm going to join him also. But this is ajib how you contribute and you help one another in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us understanding, inshaAllah.